I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. International energy giant TransCanada says it wants to sell its power dams on the Connecticut River. The hydro system includes dams in Wilder, Bellows Falls, and Vernon. The last time the dams changed hands, the state of Vermont considered buying them. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, at least one lawmaker thinks that idea is worth another look.
The previous owner of the approximately 500-megawatt hydro system was USGen New England, which filed for bankruptcy protection in 2003. The state created the Vermont Hydroelectric Authority at the time to take a look at the dams, but Vermont was outbid in the end by TransCanada. Now, TransCanada says it wants to sell the Connecticut River hydro asset, and Westminster Representative David Dean says he'll talk to his fellow lawmakers about the pending sale.
I think the state ought to buy them. I mean, this is the largest hydroelectric facility in New England, so, yeah, I think it'd be a good idea, but that's me.
Dean is chairman of the Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources Committee, and he's also the Upper Valley River Steward for the Connecticut River Watershed Council. The hydro system includes 30,000 acres of protected wildlife resources, which the owner of the hydro system manages. Dean says he was surprised at TransCanada's announcement, and it might be a long shot for the state to buy the facilities, because Dean says there could be a buyer already lined up.
I have no idea what the timing on the sale is. You know, these things could sell tomorrow. I'm certainly going to talk to my fellow House members about it. Actually, we already have. I mean, everybody remembers that we came close to buying the dams the last time they were on the market.
TransCanada announced just this month that it wanted to buy 15,000 miles of natural gas pipeline for about $10 billion, and the deal is being partly financed through the sale of its Northeast power assets. The company is also currently in the middle of relicensing the dams with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Dean says the relicensing will proceed in spite of the pending sale. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.